Norfolk has such a rich tapestry of landscapes, which in turn hosts such a rich variety of rare and endangered species, that it's difficult to pick one that is truly the top trump. From the ghostly grey hen harriers roosting on the bogs of the west, to the peacock crimson dragonflies breeding on the east's expansive marams sand dunes, Norfolk offers a unique biodiversity found nowhere else in England. Despite the abundance of rare species, there is one organism which has a story so dependent and interlinked with us humans and the landscape as a whole that it is impossible to ignore for a moment. Back in the 12th century, Norfolk had risen to become a hugely profitable but also hugely populous place. Its financial state had been boosted by agriculture and principally sheep farming, made easy by the characteristically flat contours of the land. But to make room for this practice, deforestation had ensued in order to create grazing space and gather fuel. But resources soon began to run out, and with the natural lifeline of woodlands sorely depleted, a new energy source was needed. This was the beginning of the artificially natural story of the Broads. The quest for peat stretched far and wide across the county, between the rivers Bure, Yare and Wensum. The operation was, in fact, on such a colossal scale that a total of 900 million cubic feet of peat was removed. This may have gone on to create the greatest win-win situation of all time. Norfolk's economy continued to flourish, and it created vital habitat for a very special butterfly, the Norfolk swallowtail, Papilio matrion britannicus, is an endemic insect, occurs nowhere else in the world, found on botanically rich fens in the Norfolk Broads and mid-Yare. It's also the UK's largest butterfly, impressively clocking in at over 90 millimetres. The most striking feature is its wings, a puriescent sun yellow, laced with glossy ink black and finished with a pair of vermilion ossei, eye spots. They are tipped with a pair of long appendages, which are thought to mimic antennae, so in tandem with the false eyes, they draw any bird predators away from the head to avoid damage to vital organs. All this comes together to result in an absolutely stunning butterfly. The species lays its eggs on just one plant species, milk parsley. It in itself is something of a rarity too, for the fens of East Norfolk, and its thinly scattered distribution means the butterfly can't spread farther than the plant. Its biggest colony is situated at Hickling Broad, where saline intrusion is causing the waters to become more brackish in ways milk parsley can't tolerate. Ultimately, the death of the plant would have certainly caused the death of this Norfolk idol. But nature always seems to find a way. At one of its strongest sites, RSPB Strumpshaw Fen, caterpillars were found last year on hemlock, a far more widespread plant of wet meadows and roadside verges. It seems swallowtails are adapting to spread from their increasingly endangered environment. Occasionally, the butterflies are even colonizing ephemeral, periodically wet, areas of marsh within the stone's throw of the sea. This coastal expansion is a sure sign that the population is becoming more settled and expanding into new areas, making its survival here far more likely. Continuing on this theme, the caterpillars are just as striking a spectacle as the adults. When they emerge, they show a piebald colour meant to resemble a bird dropping, hiding in plain sight for the ultimate camouflage. through 5 successive molts, whilst the caterpillars gain nutrients and pigment, they inflate to many times their original size and explode into a vibrant sea of acid green, punctuated by amber and black. The most fascinating aspect of the swallowtail caterpillar is hidden deep within, within the head to be precise. The ostmeterum is essentially a thin piece of orange latex-like material, invisible when the larva is settled. But if a threat challenges the caterpillar, like the presence of a predator spider or a sand wasp, it pumps blood into the ostmeterum and it projects like a balloon from the top of the head. Appearing as 2 amber cylinders, it emits the smell of a pineapple, and coupled with the visual display, this apparently works as a deterrent for anything brave enough to challenge these hefty beasts. However, the key threat to these enigmatic creatures' survival here is no predator. Across the channel, there are swallowtails of a different subspecies. They are genetically very similar to our swallowtails and similar enough to interbreed with. If this occurs and the gene pool is diluted at all, then these endemic precious Britannicus butterflies will become extinct. An increasing number of these are finding their way to the South Downs and the Kent coast each summer and have bred, proving our harsh, icy winters tolerable for them. Even extending their range 100 miles further north would spell the end of the British swallowtail. Since warmer summers have allowed for a second brood, you can see them continuously all the way from early May through to early September. But the peak times are usually the first week of June and the last of July. Essentially, scan over the large stands of reed where there's lots of milk parsley to see the males flying powerfully over their territories. Checking stands of yellow flag iris and dame's violet can, with a bit of luck, give a once-in-a-lifetime view of a feeding swallowtail. With second broods meaning prolonged emergence times, swallowtails are getting easier to see than ever before, if only we take time to look for this stunning, rare butterfly.